Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and get into that story of the main of the story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so here we are technically running a little bit behind, but hey, that thing's happened because I start to blab way too much about what the hell is going on inside of the world. So hey, that's how it goes. That's how it is. Also, let's talk, because I think there is this false expectation that we have from time to time in regards of things that are going on. And I'm going to tell you, if we ever get to hang out outside of this general studio and we talk about some things, for some reason, people like to talk to me about failure. And there is this weird assumption that failure is not super common, which I think is strange because I could have swore that we've talked about this about a million times. And when I say that, I want to go into the particulars when I talk about this. Because here's the gig. Failure must be super common for the work that we do. If you are sitting back and you're doing the work that you do and the work that I do, which should be very similar work in this landscape that we call safety, you have to recognize that there is constant failures. And I'm talking about like the weirdest things on the planet can be a level of failure. And the reason that I want to bring this up is for some reason I'm getting more and more phone calls, more and more meetings where people think that failure is abnormal. And it's not. Failure is so common that it's ridiculous. I mean, I want you to think about this. Let's think about you going up some stairs, not a ladder, some stairs, where you might miss a step, where you might slightly trip over a step, where you might actually stub your toe as you are walking up that stairs. Case, staircase. Would you consider a level of failure there? Well, there was a mishap. That's a failure. I mean, and we're not going into severe things on this side, but I want you to look at this, that if you're doing the handrail aspect, you're going up the stairs, you stubbed your toe, as you're going up, there is a level of failure there. But you had a safeguard in place, with it potentially being that handrail, with it potentially being your other foot, being the 3 points of contact, however you want to look at it, knowing that it's not super abnormal. And imagine if you were hardcore and you were double handrailing there as you were doing this. So here's the things that I think about. If we're having the conversation today that failure isn't normal, we've probably done something wrong. We've done something where we're not looking at the whole general aspect of safeguards. Because we have implemented systems to recognize where safeguards are possible, to recognize where things are possible to do other things. And when you go that, it goes, hold on, that sounded like jargon. No. If you think about it, the person that is the most successful in your overall operation probably has the most failures. But let's say that again. The person that is the most successful in your operation probably has the most failures. Now, you can say it could be the most failures on a daily basis. It could be the most failures overall to this point. But what they have learned is to recognize these inside of the system to be able to change, adjust, and adapt as they're going. Because think about it for a moment. How often have you been somewhere where you're getting quote unquote trained and somebody sits with you and goes, well, this is how they train us to do this, but this is how we really do this. And the reason that that's quote unquote quoted is for the whole purpose of the following, is to understand better what exactly needs to happen. What exactly has that person learned to adapt to? What that person has learned on how to adapt because of the amount of failures that they've had to that point. So, in that, we slowly recognize that failures do occur more often than what, quote unquote, we might like. So think about that for a moment. Think about it from the standpoint of, if this is the way that it goes, how do we move forward? We look at it from the standpoint of understanding and recognizing that failures are more common than we expect. Failures are more common than what most people want to acknowledge. And if they're not, maybe we need to start acknowledging that failures happen more often than what we want them to. But as long as we're building safeguards around them, things will work out much better than we expect. Think about that one today.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis. Or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.